Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Monday, July 14th, 2014. And on today's podcast, we are discussing the disaster that is happening on the southern border, trying to find some different perspectives. However, the word disaster seems to apply. I never thought we'd have refugee camps in America, said Texas Senator John Cornyn, but that's what's appearing. Yes, Senator, it is appearing. We've all seen the refugee camps of the Middle East as people are forced from their homelands by war, starvation, and so forth. But we never thought we'd see it here in America. Nevertheless, it is now a reality. Here it is, pouring constantly across the border each and every day. Children, mostly. Just toddlers and preschool-age kids, at least when children used to have lives before school. We can see the blank stares on the children's faces as they wait hopefully for someone to care for them. Americans who have seen war firsthand have probably seen these stares up close and personal. But again, they never thought they'd see them right here at home. Peggy Noonan, writing in her column in the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition this past weekend, explains the problem quite well. Quote, all this gives normal people a feeling of besiegement and foreboding. Is a nation without borders a nation? Washington's leaders seem to recognize what's happening as a political problem, not a real problem. That is, they betray no honest alarm. They just sort of stand in clusters and say things. End quote. Ms. Noonan goes on to point out that two groups do view the situation with appropriate alarm. One is the children themselves, and the other is normal people. Normal people. Are there any of those left? Certainly none are left in Washington's freak show. Normal people are witnessing the breakdown of order in America while their country is collapsing around them, their sons and daughters at war in some forgotten desert. Everything they have held dear, neighborhoods, country, even their families, collapsing in front of them, but no one who has the authority to do anything will do anything except wring his or her hands and say, wait till the next election. We'll get them then. The president deserves to be impeached for this. Why? Because he's doing it on purpose to embarrass Republicans into giving him his open borders amnesty. His base seems to like it. Nancy Pelosi says we're all Americans. The First Lady sends her lingerie to the border. The New York Times likes it. They say the only thing that he's done wrong is he should devote more of the $3.7 billion he's asked for to hire lawyers to represent the illegal migrants pouring across the border. Ms. Noonan expresses how she thinks normal people view the situation. Let me take a minute of your time and quote from her article about what she calls normal people. Quote, this is how I think normal people are experiencing what is happening. It's like you live in a house that is falling apart. The roof needs to be patched, and there are squirrels in the attic, a hornet's nest in the eaves, the basement's wet, the walkway to the front door is cracked with grass growing through it, the old boiler is making funny sounds. On top of that, it's always on your mind that you could lose your job tomorrow and must live within strict confines so you can meet the mortgage and pay the electric bill. You can't keep the place up, and you're equal parts anxious, ashamed, and angry. Then one morning you look outside and see all these people standing on your property looking at you, making some mute demand, little children looking lost, no one's taking care of them, older ones settling in the garage or working a window to the cellar. You call the cops. At first they don't come. Then they come and shout through a bullhorn and take some of the kids and put them in a shelter a few blocks away. But more kids keep coming. You call your alderman and he says there's nothing he can do. Then he says, wait, we're going to pass a bill and get more money to handle the crisis. You ask, does that mean the kids will go home? He says, no, but it may make things feel more orderly. You can call the local TV station and they do come and do a report on your stoop and then they're gone because really, what can they do? And after a few days, it's getting to be an old story. No one's in charge. No one is taking responsibility. No one wants to help his authority, and no one with authority is helping. Well, that is Peggy Noonan on Normal People and how they view the situation on the border. The president went down to the border, of course, and had his usual photo op, his usual fundraising trip to Dallas with his usual laughter, supporters, and that I don't care about what you care about smile he seems to carry on his face these days. Then he's off to play pool and have a few beers with his buddies. Well, in closing, this man Obama, is a destroyer, and he is using thousands of abandoned children to achieve his political ends of destruction. As Miss Newland points out, the little children in great danger, holding hands, staring blankly ahead, are pawns in a larger game. That game is run by adults. How cold do you have to be to use children in this way, she asked. How cold do you have to be to use children in this way? Well, pretty cold, Peggy. Pretty evil, too. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.